Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to the Galatians. We've begun chapter 2 with verses 1 through 5. Then after 14 years, I again went up to Jerusalem with Barnabas, taking Titus along with I went up in accord with a revelation, and I presented to them the gospel that I preached to the Gentiles, but privately to those of repute, so that I might not be running or have run in vain. Moreover, not even Titus, who was with me, although he was a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised, but because of the false brothers secretly brought in, who slipped in to spy on our freedom that we have in Christ Jesus, that they might enslave us. To them we did not submit, even for a moment, so that the truth of the gospel might remain intact for you. You know, there is a joy of seeing old friends traveling, in a sense, on the same wavelength of goodwill, wanting our freedoms to have always remain intact, without compromise or the feeling of someone being slack. Equal accord across all playing fields of life comes only from Christ. Remember that. Equal accord across all playing fields of life comes only from Christ. It doesn't come from government or the enslaved thoughts of world rule. Equality comes from Jesus. Amen. Paul preached this equality, the equality of sharing the gospel no matter the plight or some sort of birthright. The gospel speaks of truth, of salvation, where the sins of humanity are removed by the blood of redemption. Here, submission leads to God's favor coming unannounced as the joy of living as the child of love, faith, and hope of His mercy. God first, all else will fall into place. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children aloud, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan. We pray for Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey. Our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot, praying for those who've asked us to pray for them each day. Lord, hear their prayers, no matter where they are, especially the ones who pray in silence. As we pray for those who are dying this week, may their last breath be in peace. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Living my life is Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Galatians 2. We're in verses 1 through 5. It's an ongoing poem. It's two stanzas. It's titled, Spying, Trying to Enslave Us, Freedoms Make Weak. Jerusalem went after year 14, Titus and Barnabas, my Christ companions. Revelations accord, vain running not, gospel presented pristine. Gentile preached, leaders of grace sent Paul through the canyons. Circumcision compelled Titus, although Greek, brothers secretly brought, had to have a peek. Spying, trying to enslave us, freedoms make weak. Submit not to truth's moment, intact the gospel for the meek. Amen. I'm Tom Show Cruz Wiggins. It's February 7, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 6:07 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we're trying to close every day at 6:03. That's a novena. 6 + 3 = 9. We do novena prayers often. We do them without notice, without speaking of them. They are in our being at all times. We speak of that today as what it means to be one in accord with Jesus. Amen. That is the equality of all humanity in the name of Jesus. To my good friends, John and Marie, we love you so much. Have an awesome day. We got to see our good friends yesterday over at a restaurant nearby. That was nice. And Shauna and Danny Boy. May God bless you both. In Jesus' name we pray as we close in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.